Thursday is the day we read from some of your email.
And we'll start with some critiques of our program on election night.
A number of listeners were unhappy that we projected a winner in the Ohio governor's race while some polling places were still open. Voting was extended in a few locations due to problems with some voting equipment.
What are you thinking, writes Sarah Bellum of Alameda, California. She says, as much as I would love to know the results, I think I can stand to wait a few more hours to let democracy unroll unimpeded. And so can you.
Similar sentiments from Ted Widener of Lincoln, Nebraska. He adds this, after the 1980 election results, hadn't news outlets committed to keeping predictions quiet until the polls closed? I understand NPR is not the only source of this information, but do you have to be part of the problem?
Lots of you wrote in to point out that the election results nationwide went against Karl Rove's forecast. In an interview with our colleague, Robert Siegel, Rove said that the polling he was looking at and the math he was doing indicated that Republicans would keep both houses of Congress.
This comment comes from Scott Arivzu of Bakersfield, California. He writes, Rove bragged about having the math and access to secret opinion polls that neither Robert nor the Democrats had. Polls, crystal balls, or consulting Republican numerologists never replace getting out in the real world. My wife teaches her third graders to always check their math. Karl Rove should get out of those white walls and speak to the people who are more than just poll numbers.
A story we did about the helium shortage, and yes, there is apparently a helium shortage in the United States, irked a few listeners. Both Melissa and I got to experience a little helium inhalation during the course of the story, and Teresa Walton of Marshalltown, Iowa, was not amused. She writes, stop! No one should inhale helium, even though it makes your voice sound funny. It can cause lung damage. Please, tell the listeners that inhaling helium is dangerous.
Finally, response to my conversation with voiceover artists Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele. They both do negative political ads on TV and radio. And as you may have heard, we had them read some nursery rhymes for us.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. He said he could put himself together again. But after wasting thousands of our tax dollars, all the king's horses and all the king's men, he failed us. Humpty Dumpty, wrong on wall sitting.
Well, here's a sample of the mail that brought in.
Allie Pleiter of Villa Park, Illinois writes, bless you. Just when I thought I could not stand another negative ad for the tight campaign races in Illinois, I heard your marvelous piece. I laughed and smiled my entire drive home. Thanks for getting this ad-weary voter through the homestretch with a smile on her face.
Smiling or frowning or with a furrowed brow, we'd like to hear from you. Send us your comments by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.